Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Ahmad Danish from the Islamic House of Qom is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Dear Sheikh, for today's question, we want to talk about the authenticity of the birth of the last Imam of the Shias, mainly known as Mahdi. We know that there are two different opinions among the Shias and the Sunnis regarding the last savior, the last Mahdi. The Shias believe that he was the son, the only son of the 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. But the Sunnis believe that he is not born yet. Which one is more authentic and which one is true? And according to what proofs do you believe that the Shias authority is better than the Sunni one?
Right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So regarding this question, as you already mentioned, that the belief in the Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, is a universal belief amongst the Muslims. That is, both the Sunni Muslims and the Shia Muslims both believe that at the end of times, the Mahdi will appear and he will be the Khalifa or the Caliph of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
That's right.
In some of the riwayas, it is mentioned that he will be the 12th Caliph. Mm-hmm. So even the Sunni traditions narrate that he will be the 12th Caliph. And in their authentic books, it has been mentioned that he will be from the chain or the family of Lady Fatima Zahra sallallahu right. alaiha. And
Hussein alayhi salam.
And Imam Hussein alayhi
right.
salam. And he will reappear at the end of times. The difference lies in the Shia opinion that we believe that he is the son of Imam mm-hmm. Hassan al-Askari mm-hmm. Alayhi salam, the 11th Imam. And he has already been born in the year 255 of the Hijri
right.
calendar. And
so then, it was 255.
Yes.
A person by the name of Muhammad, isn't
Muhammad.
It?
Muhammad.
Muhammad
yes.
was born, mainly known mm-hmm. as Mahdi. And this is the Mahdi that we can say first in a minor occultation, Ghibat al-Sughra, and then
right.
the major, he is passing life in major occultation. Okay? And according to the Sunni one, he is not born yet, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
So according to, as you mentioned, so what is our evidence for...
Sorry, before getting to evidence, mm-hmm. when the Sunnis say that he is not born yet, from whom is he going to be born? Is there any father and mother he's going to be born or no? It would be something like the birth of a Christ or something like that, isn't it?
Their traditions mention specifically what we already know, that he will be from the family of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha.
And the Sunni one too?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm mentioning the Sunni
okay.
Traditions.
Okay.
And he will be from the children of, from the Ahl al-Bayt.
Ahl al-Bayt. Oh, okay.
Okay. So this is what we have. But regarding the specific details, the riwayas apparently don't say much.
Right.
But the evidence that we have,
yes.
so we will go about it in 3 points,
mm-hmm.
right? So there will be 3 points that we are going to give in reply to this question. The first point is that whenever something is an aqidah or is one of the basic beliefs of the mazhab, which is believed by all the scholars, believed by all the fuqaha, which is believed by all the great scholars of their
That's
time,
right.
then evidence is not required for such a belief.
Mm-hmm.
And the belief in the Mahdi, according to the Shia tradition,
yes.
is that he was born in the year 255 Al-Hijra.
Yes.
So what we call in the terminology as Musallamat.
Yes.
It is amongst the
Absolutes.
Musallamat. Yes.
Yeah.
On which all of the Shia scholars agree upon. All
mm-hmm.
of the great scholars of the Shias
That's right.
agree upon. So we don't need to present evidence
That's
for
right.
a Musallam. For
so
example,
you,
it's okay, like okay. the same thing
mm-hmm.
that if you ask the Muslims that do you have a Sahih Hadith
uh-huh.
for the birth of the Holy Prophet
uh-huh.
sallallahu alaihi
okay.
wasallam. So going back in that time and presenting a Sahih Hadith for something that is a fact
right.
or something that is a musallamat
Very good.
Or absolutely believed by all of the
so,
community.
So you mean historically speaking, mm-hmm. this has been a historical fact that a person
yes.
was born. Even it is documented that on that time, because of the suffocation and stagnation of the rulership of the time, like Pharaoh was after Moses to kill him, or the Jews after Prophet Muhammad in order to kill him on that time, but at the time of his birth, the rulership of the time was after a person by the name of Maria, isn't it? In order to kill him because they believe that maybe he will be a kind of finisher to their rulership.
Yes, so these were all the concerns at that time. And we already know that Imam al-Hasan al-Askari was kept imprisoned.
Imprisoned, yes.
Right, in a way that he was not allowed to meet the Shias.
Askar means military base.
Yes, he was kept in Samarra, in a military base, and he was not allowed to meet the believers, the Mu'mineen, the Shias, and his followers. So all of these things have to be kept in mind. But apart from that, we have even Sahih Hadith to support our case. So the first point was that we don't need to present something of an evidence for a belief that is mutawatir.
Yes.
It has been narrated throughout history by the 12-verse scholars. But even then, we have evidence for it. And even some of the Sunni scholars, approximately 112 Sunni scholars, believe that Al-Mahdi was born in the year 255 Al-Hijrah on the 15th of Shaban. And this evidence is presented in the book by a scholar. I will quote to you his name and his book, that there has been a scholar in Iran by the name of Mehdi Faqih Imani. And he passed away recently. Yes. And in his book, titled by the name of Asalatul Mahdaviyya fil Islam, on the page 80 to 81, he mentions approximately 112 scholars from the Sunni side who believe that Imam al-Mahdi was born in the year 255 al-Hijrah on the 15th of Shaban to Imam al-Askari. So, so there's a group of Sunni scholars who believe that Imam al-Mahdi has already been born, or at least a son to Imam al-Askari was born in the year 255 al-Hijra. So there are 112 Sunni scholars.
That's right.
And this is the reference that I quoted to you from Mehdi Faqih Imani's book, Asalatul Mahdaviyya fil Islam. So those interested can look up this book and know the names of these scholars.
That's right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Najm al-Saghib is another book by Mirza Hussein Nuri. This has been a really outstanding book, Mawsu'atul Imam al-Mahdi, and also we can say Kifayatul Muhtada fi Ma'rifatul Mahdi by Sayyid Muhammad Musavi al-Sabzawari. So historically speaking, this is an absolute fact that the person by Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Askari was born on that time.
Yes.
And even to an extent that they say that the birth was like the Jesus Christ, because Narges or Nargis, the mother, the respected mother of Imam al-Mahdi, we can say her pregnancy was hidden to the eyes of the public. And Hakima Khatun, who was the aunt of the Imam al-As, we can say was in charge of taking care of the mother, that the mother gave birth. But this birth was in disguise. I mean, this was not something
because
public.
of the historical facts that he was kept in prison.
That's right.
Or he was not allowed to meet his followers. Okay. And there was a fear that if they came to know of a successor to Imam al-Askari being born, his life would have been in danger.
That's right.
So all of these points make us take us closer to the truth. But in Usul Kafi, volume 1, page number 328, there is a complete chapter on the birth of Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And there are approximately seven traditions which speak about the birth of the fact that Imam al-Askari had a son. So these seven riwayas, what do they tell us? Seven riwayas on a single topic, it reaches the stage of istifaza.
That's right.
In the terminology, it is not tawatur, mm-hmm. but lesser than tawatur, it is istifaza.
Yeah.
And this istifaza, this state of istifaza, is enough for believing in the certainty of a topic for the believers.
That's right.
But even then, we have certain traditions from amongst these seven traditions, which are sahih traditions.
Uh-huh.
That is, the scholars have said that all the ravis, all the narrators, all the chain of narrators are siqas, or those people who could be trusted.
Authentic ones.
So these are authentic traditions from amongst these seven riwayas. So mm-hmm. I'll quote to you one of the traditions, which is considered authentic by Allama Majlisi.
Mm-hmm.
This tradition, the second tradition of Usul al-Kafi on the birth of the last Imam, has been narrated from Muhammad ibn Yahya, who narrates it from Ahmad ibn Ishaq, who narrates it from Abi Hashim al-Ja'fari.
Mm-hmm.
And he narrates from Imam al-Askari that he says to Imam al-Askari, who is mentioned in the hadith as Abi Muhammad, Jalalatuka tamna'uni min mas'alatik. So your status and your high status refrains me from asking you a question. فَتَعْذَنُ لِي أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ. So please allow me to ask you something that is in my mind. فَقَالَ سَلْ. So Imam al-Askari says, yes, you may ask. قُلْتُ يَا سَيِّدِي. So, oh my lord, هَلْ لَكَ وَلَدٌ. So do you have a child?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a question that I have, because even the close believers did not know about the child of Imam al-Askari for the same reasons,
yes.
The fear for his life. فَقَالَ نَعَمْ. And Imam al-Askari says, نَعَمْ, yes. فَقُلْتُ فَإِنْ حَدَثَ بِكَ حَدَثٌ. So if something befalls upon you, what will I do? فَأَيْنَ أَسْأَلُ عَنْ قَالَ بِالْمَدِينَةِ. So he says, Imam al-Askari says that ask in the same city about who is my successor. So mm-hmm. Imam al-Askari is strictly or specifically pointing out that I have a son, and once something befalls upon me, you can ask in the city Samirra about who is your successor and next imam, inshallah.
Okay, thank you very much. A really controversial issue, and again, the major occultation of imam asked, there's so many questions, but we for sure we know that a person by the Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Askari was born on that time, mainly known as Mahdi, and we can say he's passing life now in major occultation. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam As, inshallah. Thank you very much, Shaykh Ahmed Danish. Very nice elaboration, nice historical points, and authentic points you mentioned about the birth of Imam Mahdi. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. For more information, please visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li-Ali wa Husayn. Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن.